Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Jeannie Finks, and I work as the web manager at the MIT Media Lab, but also to contribute back to the Drupal community. I've been, along with Susan McPhee, organizing design for Drupal Boston.
Hi, I'm Susan McPhee. I'm a freelancer Drupalist, Drupalista, working out of Boston, and Jeannie and I are getting ready to do our second Drupal Design Camp Boston 2010 on June 19 and 20. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at MIT at the Status Center, Lab of Computer Science in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So how did the design for Drupal, I guess it's kind of like a spin-off niche conference group, start up, and how did this first conference come about?
I guess you could say it was born at DrupalCon DC, where a lot of designers and themers got together and wanted an event that focused particularly on design and theming on the theming layer. And I happened to be standing in that group, and I happened to have a friend over at MIT, so I just said, well, I guess I'll do it then, and then just went home, and I attended a session and got some good advice about how to run a Drupal camp, and the basic advice takeaway is just do it and just make a date and announce it. So I talked to my friend Jeannie, and there it all starts. So we had about 90 days, and it was quite a success, I think, the 2009 one.
So what was it like the first time, the first camp?
Thrilling, exciting, dynamic. I think we wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of everybody in the community. I mean, everybody came together so quickly and contributed in so many ways, whether it was the volunteers to our great sponsors and even the people who submitted sessions. I think this was one of the first, you know, niche camp, smaller cons, if you will, to be able to come together and focus on like a particular topic matter that a lot of people were passionate about.
So what type of topics or things that were discussed at the camp?
Anything that's focused on design, and there, of course, development is a big part of design too, so it has both aspects to it, but particularly theming and design, inspiration, things like that.
And in addition, what we also wanted to do was try to outreach to a lot of people who had heard of Drupal but may have not seen it. So the camp was definitely open to newbies, to advanced practitioners. So what we did was we made sure to have sessions, obviously, that covered all those tracks. Mm-hmm. We had people who gave case studies. We had people who ran through demos and examples. One of the great things about the camp, although it's designed for Drupal, we actually did have a lot of developers there. And why that was a really great experience is that often developers could pair with designers and so forth, whether it just be for networking or just a social opportunity to learn from each other.
So it seems like the design community is kind of congealing a little bit and coming up with their own sort of clique. And I guess a year ago, the big issue was there were a lot of theming sessions that weren't included within the official schedule, so you had to almost, you know, do your own birds of a feather sidetrack. So, you know, how is it at this DrupalCon with all the different tracks and sessions and everything? And what do you sort of look forward to, you know, if there's any other gaps that you need to fill at the Design for Drupal camp?
So what's the great thing now that as these cons are getting bigger and the tracks are becoming a more clear and specific, you can, you know, do definitely a more linear track, bringing in people who've made an impact. So a couple of the exciting, I guess, sessions at this con were the top-notch theme girls. They were showing Fusion, and let's see, we had the 960 grid system explained for a lot of people who are interested in a more you know, organized, architected design system.
A couple more, Jake Strawn, he presented his Omega theme. Jake Strawn is also helping us out with the development of the 2010 Drupal Design Camp website, and definitely Jacine Rodriguez's Skinner session was well attended and really important for both designers and developers.
Cool. And what can we look forward to at the Design for Drupal camp?
Well, we hope, I think, as more people are getting involved with Drupal and trying to get started, I think we're just looking forward to a much larger dynamic community, people being able to submit sessions where they can definitely show a how-to, hands-on sort of approach, and also just people who are willing to share with other people, either in a formal or informal session about what they're doing and help people come on board with within the Drupal community. One of the other aspects, too, that we're looking forward at the camp is talking about other aspects that designers might care about, whether it be the project management side, whether you want to work as a freelancer or within an agency situation. So there are a lot of these other topics of interest designers that we hope to bring together as a more sort of complete picture.
You know, this conference is 3,000 people, so I imagine it's going to be a little bit more intimate and extremely focused at the camp as well.
We hope so. I think with this, last year we had about a couple hundred folks, and we're looking to, you know, obviously top that number. But regardless, I think with that size too, it does give opportunities for, you know, people to use the meal times and the pre and post camp hours to be able to collaborate and share ideas.
Any final thoughts looking forward to, you know, Drupal 7 or any other, you know, sort of exciting things that you guys are excited to be engaged and involved with the Drupal community?
I think a lot of people are very excited about the usability that's been discussed and implemented in Drupal 7. So it will make some designers that aren't really using Drupal yet a little bit more comfortable with using Drupal, because I think that has been a barrier. I think that that's probably the most exciting thing.
Another aspect, too, is that with Drupal 7, it's giving opportunity to provide contributed themes. So, you know, here's a moment where people, if you don't have an extreme technical background, but you do come from a design perspective, you can contribute to the community in that way. And so there's been a lot of movement toward, you know, again, the design treatment, whether it was Drupal 7 itself or the themes that can be incorporated.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. And Ken, if you come, we'll definitely have hula hoops.